We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast. Come on, Red!
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. We've been struggling. I had
been
COVID.
I was out
for like a week, essentially. I come in today. You come in to do the pod meeting today. You just had your wisdom teeth out. You are not your effervescent self.
I will say.
You look like you have gone 10 rounds right now.
At least we waited till the offseason. You know?
Sure. Yeah, we power through.
Yeah.
And then we fall apart. Well, that's what we do.
So the interesting thing about the wisdom teeth is it hasn't hurt. Like, I felt no pain the whole thing. Like, so I got 10 shots in my mouth to get it done. And when they told me,
it's worse when you're older, right? Because I got it done when I was like
I got it done when
I was like 16 or whatever, and it was fine.
Right.
Like, I had like a little puffy cheek for like a day. I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing the next day.
Right, you know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like I've been following the rules pretty strictly.
Yeah, but I definitely was worried I had like the dry sockets.
Well, so that's
like,
yeah.
I mean, smoking cigarettes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Dude, if you didn't get dry sockets.
High school stuff.
Yeah. So I did do the hour in the studio on Tuesday, but outside of that, I've been keeping it like pretty easy. Obviously today, doing it 3 days late, but whatever.
It was supposed to be Tuesday. We're here now.
Right. But when they said I was going to get 10 shots, I was like, this is going to be horrendous. Two of them were in the top of my mouth. But I didn't even feel them. It was wild. Like,
those don't feel too bad.
I felt no pain the entire process. I haven't felt basically any pain the entire time. I will say, like, what I didn't anticipate and what I would say, I've actually had a bunch of people reach out to me that say they are getting their wisdom teeth pulled. So, and like,
I didn't know all these old, like, when you're older.
Yeah, I don't know how old they are.
I thought it was like a must do it when you're younger.
Yeah. I think it's a new thing. Like, a lot of my friends that are my age have not had them pulled.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. But so I've been very reassuring because it's been an awesome experience. Like, it hasn't. But now that it's been almost 72 hours, I will say, like, the lack of eating and sleeping has definitely gotten to me. Like, I've had like applesauce. I'm down like 7 pounds from when this started. And obviously it's not real weight, but like, so I'm definitely.
You're not handling it well.
Like, I definitely feel like just sleeping today, but. Honestly, I was trying to think of this. When's the last time we recorded in person?
I know. It's been like two weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah, this has to be the
longest stretch
without
since we started.
Because
we were
going to
do it last week, and then you caught COVID. And then I don't think we ever really planned on early in the week, but just this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here now, though.
We're here now. Well, here's the good news.
Elliot's powering through.
Or bad news.
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of things. One,
yeah, there's no good news.
I have a lot of final thoughts.
I do too.
Yeah, I have like
so that
12
is good news.
Really
I've,
good
dude,
ones.
I've gone nuts. I have yeah. so many good final thoughts. It's gonna be hard to choose because I got so many great ones. So that you're right. That is good news.
Well, and there's a
Eagles
ton to talk
less
about.
Less good news.
Yeah, there's a ton to talk about.
But that's not good news. Let's just dive in. We'll talk some Eagles. We'll get to later on. We'll get to final thoughts. That'll be fun, guys.
Yeah.
But for now, let's talk about. I made a joke on the air today because. Joe brought up how, like, well, the Flyers have been playing and how they're, you know, 7 points up on the playoffs.
Dude, I might get into the Flyers.
Yeah.
I've been debating.
Yeah. It's fun. But here's the thing. Who'd have thunk it a year ago at this time when the Eagles had just come off the Super Bowl? Then it's a year later. The Flyers would be a less dysfunctional organization than the Eagles? Like, what the hell is happening, Elliot Sharp?
So
what is happening?
There's a lot to get into of individual things, and we'll talk about all of them. My overarching feeling right now, if I'm being completely honest, and maybe this is because I've had, like, 800 total
you're down
calories.
Right now.
Yeah,
you're down right now. You're down bad.
Right. Like, I don't know, man. This
blow it up? Is that where you're at?
Like, I'm not saying
it
up, but this really feels like a continuation of the drama from last year.
It's not good.
It's continuing into the offseason, so I don't know why it wouldn't continue into next season. And as with everything, like, they have to win next year. Like, I don't mean the Super Bowl, but if they're 4-12, it's going to be ugly no matter what. But man, this team does not look like it is healed from last season yet. And look, I think a lot of fans haven't either. But just all of it just feels like a continuation. And it makes you wonder that while I was team Keepnick, there is a part of me that feels like this thing might just be broken. And maybe you just got to like
blow it all up. Well, it might be.
But
here's what I will say. Now, to be fair, like.
And I don't even think the Nick thing is that big of a deal.
Well,
but
we're
going
to know. But to be fair, like. They might be healing. This is not coming from players. This is not coming from. This is all like stuff that is.
Well, the AJ thing.
Right. But yeah. The AJ thing we'll get to. The AJ thing in and of itself is.
Right. We'll get to it.
But I mean, the idea that like the season ended and now all this stuff is trickling out over the course of a couple of weeks,
right.
Which is what happens.
Yeah.
So, like,
that's true.
They might not be as bad now. They're away from each other to get time to think, whatever. It might not be as bad as the end of the season was. We don't know. It's just that now we're hearing about it all.
It just
obviously what we're hearing about is not good.
It feels like a lot of finger pointing still.
Sure.
And I think that's what's disappointing about all this is like just and look, they're all big profile people. They all talk. They're the Eagles. Like, I do think one thing that AJ said is true is that like it is different to be a football team in Philadelphia than it is in Jacksonville. Like,
sure,
the Eagles
part of the
can't
deal.
Go away, right? So,
right, but
I think what they need is to go away.
Yeah, and it also goes both ways. Like, yes, that is true,
yeah,
but then
a huge
also,
positive. To
yeah,
it.
We care a lot more,
exactly.
And we're going to spend a lot more money on jerseys, and we're going to fill the stadium and
100%.
Go and travel and all that. So it goes both ways.
Yes, but I just mean for what AJ is talking about, like, he's right. Like, I'm sure it is a lot different being an NFL player in Philadelphia than it was in Tennessee.
Sure.
You know, like, look, Justin from Tennessee will probably tell you, I'm sure the Vols are a way bigger deal in Tennessee than the Titans
Without
are.
A doubt, they
so
are.
So it's just a different thing. But I think, and even, like, piggybacking off the Super Bowl stuff that came out, and, like I'm talking about Lane talking and other Eagles talked and whatnot, I get that because of who they are, they'll never be able to get away from a microphone. And this D-Gun thing is not them, but look, I said before, I think D-Gun is on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles.
Without a doubt.
So it's clearly coming from somebody in the organization.
Yeah.
Like, so somebody's talking, right? I just think, like, I said this at the end of the season. I think it's even more true now. What's disappointing is they really, really all just need to, like, all 100 people in the organization need to go to a different part of the globe by themselves with their family, take their phones away, and just, like, get away from all of it. And it doesn't seem like that's happening. Like, I think Nick has worked like every single day.
But
at the
that's also not awesome. Like, you don't want to be like these guys. Got to get away from
no,
each other.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
like,
it's not. It's a bad. It's a
yes,
bad. I agree with
bad.
You. It's a bad
it's
situation.
Bad.
I think it can be. Look.
It can be
if
fixed
they
if they win.
And the coordinators are great. And Howie makes the right moves this offseason to fix the defense. On they can be fine. But I agree. Like, right now, I am concerned. Let's get to the gun tweet itself. I'll read the tweet. We'll take the first part and then the second part. Here is the tweet. Two separate things Gunn puts in the tweet. It is very strangely worded for what
you know,
it's worth.
I was thinking maybe he's trying to stay under 280 characters.
It must be something like that.
Because he doesn't have a check, so I'm guessing he doesn't
it
have
it must
the...
be some. Either way, it's strangely worded. But here's the tweet. We'll take the first and the second. It goes, according to sources, Jalen big contract pulled in numerous directions on and off the field, put him under a lot of pressure he didn't handle well, .. So that's the first part.
Right.
And then the second part is, Big Dom suspended. Controls Sirianni emotions on sideline. In his absence, Nick gets in numerous arguments with players and coaches during the game. All right, so we're really
so like,
hard. Let's take it part by part.
Yeah,
do you want to start with the Hurts part?
One big picture thing, and it is with the Hurts thing, so we'll start there. Like, it is very telling on how the season's going to go that everybody focuses on the Nick part, not the Jalen part. Like, you were on this morning. I think the reaction online, like Pro Football Talk, like everyone is focusing on the Nick part.
Well, just
not
for
the
what
Jalen
it's worth,
part.
Just inside baseball, we talked about Jalen yesterday, so we just focused on the Nick part today because it was a different topic,
a different
angle on
well,
things.
I mean the callers and stuff. But
well,
wrong.
That's because we focus on Sirianni. So
online,
we tried to push towards Sirianni because we did a whole Jalen show yesterday.
Right.
So that's inside baseball.
So the Jalen thing to me is not a super huge deal, like this specifically. I think that, like, anybody that is handed that type of deal and that type of success so quickly is going to struggle with it. I don't think it's a character flaw of Jalen.
Most anybody. I think there's probably, like, Patrick Mahomes didn't. There are a few people who won't.
Well, so that's where I was going next.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this is just Jalen didn't play well. Because you don't really hear, I can't think of another quarterback that it's been discussed, maybe Kyler Murray a little, but where it's been discussed about how his contract impacted his play. It feels like excuse-making to me. What I think is D-Gun is really getting at is, like, I do think there are issues with Jalen in the locker room. Like, I do. And I think that that's kind of what he's like, getting at is that Jalen, I don't think, was the same guy last year that he was in 2022. Like, I don't think his teammates were as close with them. There's enough out there, and there's enough just, like, vibe being around the team thing where it just feels like Jalen was different last year. And I don't think that's a character flaw of his. Like, I think it's probably really, really hard to go from 2 years ago, you're, like, maybe not even the starter, to a year later, you're the face of Jordan football. Like, you're getting all this money, all these accolades. You're on GQ. You're the third. Like, I am sure that is extremely hard to go through. But I do think what is absolutely true is next season, like, Jalen has to be a more outgoing, better teammate. And I don't think it's just the teammates. Like, I think Jalen, when he's in the NovaCare, just has to be more, like, outgoing, I guess, if that makes sense.
So I agree. That's been my bigger concern.
Richie said something this morning I thought was really true. I do think once he got all that money, it's very easy to point to the money as the reason.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I think it's probably, there's a lot of issues, and it's easy to say it's the contract. I'm sure he was different this year. It seemed like there's enough people who've said that. Look, I think that, again, and also he mentioned the pressure that comes with that contract.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden, you're not just the guy trying to prove yourself. You're the big dog who's gotten paid a lot of money, and there's pressure and expectations that come with that money,
sure,
that adds to it, too.
I can't, like, even imagine being Jalen.
Oh, my God.
It's,
I mean,
be
I feel
absurd.
Pressure every time I go on the air to not screw up. Imagine
exactly.
When you've got an entire city, like, their hopes and dreams on your back, and you're making tons of money to do it. Totally. So I fully agree with that. And look, I think that Jalen can be better. Like, I think that, you know, it's hard to change who you are as a person. I don't think it's easy to be like, I'm just going to be more outgoing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's hard to do, but I do think that you can do it in a concerted way, especially in a locker room where, and I think that the way that to do it with Jalen is just, you got to talk to Jalen and appeal to, what I would do is, because I think we can all agree, whether or not it plays out that way, I think Jalen wants to be great. Would you agree with that?
1,000%.
1,000%, right? We had the SI article, he's defined by it, the whole thing. Appeal to that. Be like, Jalen, you want to be great, right? You want to be the best to ever do this. Well, guess what? To be that, you have to do this too.
Well, guys,
it's not just about on the field. Like, this is part of the job.
Right.
It's part of the role. You are the leader of this franchise. And leadership is something that, it just comes with the territory. And part of being a leader is finding ways to relate to people, to understand people, to motivate people, to get people on your side, to follow you into battle, so to speak. Like, so I think that's the way to go about it with Jalen, though I'm not saying it's easy to do that, but I do think that you have to impress upon Jalen how important this is.
So have you watched the Patriots documentary on Apple TV?
No, not yet.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So there's only two out. The next two come out Friday, which I'm very excited for. But it really changes a perception of Belichick so far in my mind.
Oh,
but we can talk
really?
About this.
Welcome aboard.
I mean, he deserves a ton of credit for going with Brady.
Thank you.
Like,
yeah, well, that was especially over Bledsoe.
That's
at that
what I'm
time.
Saying.
See,
yeah.
I haven't seen the doc yet, so I don't know how much they. But that was a
it was
that
a,
was
well,
a
really,
crazy
the
decision
first
at the
episode
time. Like the
is
entire,
all, about that.
All of Boston was like, what the bleep are you doing, you psycho?
So you know what it reminded me of? What if the Eagles would have picked Foles over Wentz?
Sure.
It's not the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, so anyway, one thing that is in there, And I do think what's important to note about Jalen is Jalen's life is like nothing 98% of the population can even like comprehend.
Totally.
He was a starting quarterback in Texas, which is basically like being a pro athlete in some ways.
He's been famous to varying degrees his whole life,
right?
So, in some way or another.
So Tom Brady comes into the NFL. And he is not Jalen. He's a sixth-round pick that went to Michigan, which I'm sure, you know.
Like, he's not nobody, but he also got benched in Michigan for Drew Henson.
He's making probably, at that point, I don't know, $200,000 or whatever. So there's a whole like section of the second or first episode, where it talks about how like Tom was like one of the guys. And there's a quote in there from Tom Brady. And I actually wrote it down, but I'm not going to be able to find it quick enough. And it was something like, you have to be one of the guys. Like, you have to hang out like you're one of the guys because you are one of the guys. And people have to feel like they can, like, approach you.
100%.
And I don't think, like, what's really important to note on all this, like, I don't think Jalen is a bad guy.
No.
I think Jalen, like, if everything I've, like, heard about him and been around him, like, his values are in the right place.
Well,
like,
and it
I think
seems like
nice.
In 2022, players loved him. Like,
yes.
This was not an issue in 20.
Right.
All we heard was this guy. He's amazing. Look at what he does. Look at how he leads.
And like, that's why I think it's a lot of this is just rooted in, like,
in
the team
loss.
Has to
yes.
win.
Yes, yes, which is what Richie kept pointing out with all this stuff. It's like, hey, losing breeds this.
But, like, there was the report at the Super Bowl talking about the Pro Bowl where the Eagles were like, we want him to be more outgoing. That
which is totally
not been
true.
A secret, yeah, I don't no. think, over the last few months. So I think that, you know, Jalen should be himself. I don't think you want to be inauthentic. But the reality is there are certain parts of the job where, like, you have to change not who you are, but, like, you can be your authentic self while also realizing, like, hey, man, I probably need to, like,
I need to do a little more
yes.
of this. I need to
yeah.
amp this up a little bit. Maybe pull this back a little bit.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
It's just what it is.
Yeah, and, like, you know, even if you take the reports aside, like, just use your eyes. Like, this year, he did not celebrate after touchdowns the same way he did in 2022. There wasn't, like, the dancing. There wasn't, like, and I think part of that is it was really hard to lose the Super Bowl. He was feeling a ton of pressure. And, like, I get all that. And, like, I'm not trying to criticize Jalen. I think he just has to play better. But to the D-Gun thing about, like, him being pulled 1,000 ways, like, I think it's probably a really tough year on Jalen. And the tough thing now is, like, the locker room is fractured. So it's going to be a tougher...
And it's a lot on him.
Yes.
I'm not saying he's the reason for fracturing. I'm saying it's on him to bring him together.
Yes.
Like, that is part of his job.
And honestly,
to bring them
like,
together.
As hard as it is, it's probably also easy in a way, too. Like, this sounds simple, and I'm not saying that, like, I don't know, man. Like, let's say we were fractured or someone, like, just... You know, like, text people more. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't think what he's being asked to do off the field
right.
is, like, a monumental task.
It's not something that you never know, but it's not something that he can't.
Yes. Yeah, so I think the D-Gun thing about him being pulled in a bunch of directions is definitely true. I do think it's interesting how, like, that's clearly something coming from someone within the Eagles where, like...
Well, on the contract, it's not the first time we've heard this.
And what's so funny is when they paid him, it was like, you know, we're not worried at all. We don't think he's going
to
show up in a
Lamborghini.
I know,
I said to him, like, if anyone can get this kind of money and not... I know,
and
I know.
I think, like, the larger takeaway here is, like, and you say it, and I'll quote you, like, athletes are human. Like, the guy we thought Jalen was in 2022 of, like, he's the next Tom Brady. We've never seen anyone so mature. Like, there's probably a lot of true aspects of that. But it's probably not as true as we thought. And right
and again,
now,
he's 25 years old.
And,
still,
and right
yeah.
now, how Jalen is being viewed is also probably not completely true. Like, it's definitely somewhere in the middle. It's probably Jalen's a good guy that struggled last year with the pressure. He probably needs to be more outgoing because he's naturally an introvert. Like, that's probably what it is. I don't think it's some massive deal. The issue is on the field. I don't think he played that well. And, like, that he needs to improve. But he probably isn't who we thought he was in 2022, and he probably is, like, not who we think we saw in 2023. Like, it's just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and to the point we just talked about, the fact that he's 25, like, who he is today is not who he's going to be in 5 years.
Yeah.
Like,
now, 5 years is a long time.
You know what
right.
I mean?
But,
in
yeah.
2 years, especially yeah. those formative years in your mid-20s, like, I changed from 24 to 26 massively.
Yeah.
I was a completely different person, like, 27, 28, I'm a completely different person than
yeah.
I was when I was 23, 24. So I do think that it's a very... formative part of growth of life of becoming an adult, like,
and
that's the time where we all kind of, like, or at least a lot of people, and other people have to do it earlier, so you have to become, like, a true adult, and you have to learn to live your life on your own and do all these things. And, like, again, he is still in that window of being, like, close to being a kid, you
right.
know what I mean?
So two things. One, I think, like, Nick and Jalen are similar in the way that they are both young for their position.
Showed up.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Nick is older,
totally.
Obviously. But, like, Nick has not been an NFL head coach for years, and we'll talk in a little bit about his whole thing. But I think both of them last year just really struggled with the success and the pressure. Like, I just
I agree.
I think that's part of it. Do you want to touch on the Craig Carton thing where we're talking about Jalen, or you want to wait?
as opposed to... Oh, I think we do this carton thing separately. Let's get to the other part.
So the D-Gon thing. Okay.
Real quick, before we get to the D-Gon thing.
Yes. So, all right. As you know, I got my wisdom teeth out.
You did.
No secret.
Yes. You made, made a big point of it.
So I will say...
So I'll say, Elliot came in today, and I wasn't even sure he was going to be able to go.
Yeah.
But he brought it. He came in looking so, like a sad little puppy walking into my seat.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. I didn't want to get my wisdom teeth pulled, but I did it. And while today sucks, I'm happy I did it.
Yes.
I want to know why. Because as much as it sucks to do mature things that are adult things, you just got to do them.
Yep. That's right.
And here's the other thing. You got to take care of your house. You have to have nice windows. Some people say that the teeth are the window of the house.
Ooh,
you know?
I like that. You mean the teeth are the window of your face is what you're saying.
Yes.
Like teeth if being the window of a house would be very strange.
Well, you couldn't see in.
We're going to get Window Nation start making teeth-shaped
like
windows.
If my face was a house, the windows would be my teeth. And here's the deal. I wish...
Not your eyes, which you can see through.
Well, maybe you're right. But here's the deal.
That's good.
Window Nation did not perform my wisdom teeth extraction, I would trust them to do it.
I love it.
Because they have guys that have done their profession for a really long time. And as you know, Window Nation has been a big part of the pod over the last few months, or really almost a year now at this point. It's about to be spring. You're going to want nice windows. You're going to want the window open to feel the breeze. When you open those windows, you don't want to hear like creaking or like it falls down. You don't want to like have to use a piece of wood to prop it up, which I think can be nice sometimes, but you know, we're adults. Like let's not do that.
Grow up. That's what I'm
exactly. So if you want to get your windows nice for the spring, if you want to keep the cold out, and now is the time, because it is the time to fight the February cold. This month only, Window Nation, replace your windows and save big with 50% off all window styles. Plus, zero down, zero interest, no payments for 24 months. They keep having like the insane deal. Our professional installation teams have had over 10 years of experience. Plus, they can install your new windows in one day or less, kind of like the wisdom teeth. In, out.
Bang.
And come with a lifetime warranty.
You don't need 10 shots for it either.
No, no. I have a take on shots in a second. with proven quality and service, it's no wonder, there are thousands of homeowners have trusted Window Nation for their homes, and you can too. So don't miss out. With 50% off and zero down, plus zero interest and no payments for 24 months, you can't afford to wait. It's easy. Just call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free home estimate. And as always,
tell them GoBird sent you.
And ask them about wisdom teeth.
That's true. Yeah, hey, what do you... You guys,
good, I will say it's a good conversation starter.
Sure.
It is. Because like some people have them in, some people don't.
I feel like a lot of people got them out.
Well,
right?
What I'm finding is...
Is apparently not.
So our boss hasn't had his out, which I was surprised at. A lot of my friends have not had them out. Wow. So I was surprised.
Yeah, I am too.
I kind of think for a long time everyone got them out and then there was like a fad where you didn't. And now, like, are my...
Cool fad,
now,
man.
Well, yeah,
sweet,
yeah. A trend.
Fad,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Now I get to do it as an adult instead of as a kid.
Right,
that's great.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it worked out. Here's the thing. You're saving all this money on windows. Unbelievable deal. I mean, 0% interest. What are we doing here? Take all that money. Bang.
Boom.
Let's go win some money because I have been on a roll with butter on the Bet Parts app.
I've never heard that expression.
Been kicking.
I've heard on a roll, not with
You've
butter.
You've never heard that?
I've heard people say they're on a roll.
I thought you were making fun of me.
No, I've really never heard on a roll with butter. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on fire, dude. I, the other night, was just hanging out. You know, I was sick. I was home, nothing to do, whatever. I was like, I'm just going to bet on some college basketball games. And I won.
Wow.
I just won. I've been
no
making my... You know who won on the All-Star game? This guy right here.
Well,
Lillard, MVP,
we all won
buddy.
On the All-Star game.
Yes,
it was
yes.
An offensive explosion.
What a disaster. It's just been so much fun. And that's the thing is, like, these things that I normally wouldn't care that much about, like the All-Star game, it's like, whatever. I cared. I'm like, shoot it, Dame. You got it, buddy.
Right.
Like it makes sports that we're going to watch anyway, that we're going to be invested in, you're so much more invested in. It's so much more fun. You can bet on anything and everything. We're going to be talking about Pro Football Futures coming up in the pod.
I think I might place
later
a...
in the week.
Flyers future.
Ooh, I like that you could bet on hockey. How about that?
Because I think it'd be a good way to get into it.
Like
it'd be
this.
A good way to track what's going on.
I like this.
And I want to get into the Flyers.
I like
I
this.
I might buy a sweater.
Plus, you should buy a sweater.
I think I might
I think
buy a sweater.
I think you'd look real good in a sweater.
I honestly do think I'd look very good in a sweater. I'm a big jersey guy.
Yeah. I'm not, I've told you this before. I think hockey jerseys, the worst of
I think they're the best.
Of the grown men wearing them out.
I don't know.
About.
They're like a long sleeve shirt.
It
I'm gonna
doesn't
get one
aware
right. And tell me what you think.
Okay, I like this. All right, either way, bet on the Flyers, bet on hockey, Pro Football Futures, like we talked about. Guess what else? Guess what's coming in We got about like 3 weeks to. It's the Bet Parks pod where I tell you freaking winners on over unders baseball. That's coming too. There's so much fun stuff. You can do it all. And here's a great deal for you. If you're a new user, if you sign up now, you make your first bet, $10 winner, bang, $125 in sportsbook bonus back. It's an amazing deal. All the details are on betparks.com. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's get to the big dom, Nick Sirianni.
I have such a clear, concise thought on this.
I don't doubt that someone said this to Eric Gunn. To your point,
100%.
To your point, I think that there aren't that many, honestly, people where if they say something about the Eagles, I just believe it.
D Gunn, again, I think it's very clear. Like D Gunn, Rube, Ray Dinger.
Like he just
and
says
I like Mark
it,
Eckel a lot,
he just says it and I'm in.
Yes,
I believe
100%.
It. With that in mind, it is the most nonsensical report I've ever heard in my life. Do we really believe that this season fell apart, that Nick Sirianni fell apart because he didn't have Big Dom to hold him back on the side? Like, it is such a crazy thing to read, Elliot.
Well,
like, it is so hard to, and I know that Nick, you know, whatever on the sideline, but to in any way place blame for the season on losing Big Dom. Like, all right, here's what I'll say. If it is true, then Sirianni should have absolutely been fired. Like, get the guy out of here. If he can't control himself to the point where the team falls apart because his security guard isn't there to help him calm down, I think it's nonsense. Like, I don't believe it. Like, I believe that Derek Gunn heard it. I believe that someone said it to him. I think if that's true, then that's a fucking problem. And I just curse, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Like, that's
so,
a problem. I can't believe that played any sort of real role in the Eagles falling
all right,
apart.
So here, like, of Nick and Big Dom, we're talking about Nick's sideline etiquette and how he should handle himself and blah, blah, blah.
Which is its own discussion,
yes,
by the way. Like, we all agree, you
and
know,
let's
like,
preface all this by saying, like, Big Dom is great at his job. I think, like Nick and like Jalen, Dom is a good guy. Like, but of Nick and Dom, only one got suspended for half the season for something he did on the sideline. Right? Like, only one was thrown out of a game for touching another player.
What a freaking line, dude.
Right? So, like, I'm not saying that, like, Big Dom, like, I think it's ridiculous he got thrown out. I think it's ridiculous he got suspended. But we're saying that the guy that was thrown out for half the season for being on the sideline is like the key to all this?
For what it's worth, I actually didn't think it was ridiculous he got thrown out. I thought the suspension was too much. But he is a security guard on the sideline who touched an NFL player.
Yeah, he
deserved to get suspended. He deserved to get kicked out of that game. Like, that is unacceptable.
Yeah, I think he like barely, regardless, whatever, your point is correct.
Stay the hell, you're not allowed to do that, dude. Right, like, that was his fault.
Yeah, I agree.
And I know
what
he's trying to protect. I know he's trying to, like, out of good thing.
Right.
But, like, he absolutely deserved what he got.
And, like, Nick has never touched another player.
Nope.
Right? So, and I'm not meaning this to like criticize Dom. What I'm saying is this idea that Dom is keeping Nick under control, I just don't believe it's true.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, has there ever been a season where we have had more footage of Eagles players fighting on the sideline? It happened all year. There wasn't
year.
More of it after Big Dom left.
AJ was doing it in the playoffs last year.
And I know we can't hear what they're saying. But do we really think that after Dom got suspended, players were fighting with Nick left and right on the sideline and no one saw it? Like, you TV cameras and stations were, like, so locked in on that, knowing it was a big talking point. So, while again,
it's just nonsensical. I'm sorry, it makes no sense to me.
I 100% believe.
I believe
that
he got
people
hurt
in the Eagles believe that.
I just
don't think it makes any sense.
I hope they said it and don't believe it. Because
I hope that
my team does not believe that was an actual real reason that things happened.
I think they believe it.
Then that's a problem. That's a real issue. If you believe that any portion of the season fell apart because Dom wasn't there to ring Nick in.
So,
like, that's crazy.
But I think there's,
and if they actually believe that, they should have fired Sirianni.
So I think there's
an embarrassment.
I think there's varying levels to it. And again, I trust D. Gunn. Like, maybe it was said in a...
Maybe it was someone in the organization said it and other people don't agree with it.
Right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of angles.
But regardless... what it has turned into, and I think this is like a major problem for the Eagles and Nick moving forward, is like it has turned into painting Nick as some like uncontrollable
like a psycho.
Yeah, on the
sideline.
Like, side
he line. Is a psychopath
right.
on the
like,
sideline.
Everyone's
can't
saying,
be,
like,
can't be,
what's Nick even doing?
Who can't be like trusted to comfort himself in a
right.
reasonable manner? Like, it's crazy.
Right. And like, this might not be a great point, but I'll go with it and you can tell me. So the union started their season. And the union have literally...
Not a great point.
All right. So the union have run it back with the same team after losing the championship game like the Eagles and the Phillies in that same year. They've run it back with the exact same team 2 years in a row.
No, that's the disaster.
A disaster, right? Yeah. But I think what's interesting about it compared to this Nick point is the union, like, it's just interesting watching a professional team in Philadelphia that has basically no public pressure and how they operate versus how the Eagles, who, like, every single move they make is scrutinized to the umpteenth degree. Like... it is shocking they didn't get bullied into firing Nick, right? So
it is. You're right.
I guess where I'm going with this is I think, and we've talked about this, Nick deserved to keep his job. Like, I think Nick is a good head coach. I think the sideline stuff with Nick is a fun talking point. It's interesting, but I don't think it's, like, deterring their winning, right? But the bottom line is Nick is almost going to have to be, like...
perfect.
On the sideline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, it can't be any of that
because
stuff.
Because it has become a talking point. Whereas with the union...
which means, like, is Nick not being himself because he's so focused on not freaking out that he's not making the right call.
Exactly.
It's a very slippery slope.
The situation with Nick has become so complicated where, like...
it's almost like they should have just fired him.
Yeah,
it's kind of where I'm at
think
now,
he's
too.
Good with his job.
I don't think he should have been fired like we talked about, but I'm at the point where I actually think you probably should have fired him just because of the way this is all playing out. Right
and
now.
It's like next week when he speaks at the combine...
just start fresh
the combine, the questions he's going to get, like, are going to be, you know... what do you do as a head coach? Why can't you control yourself on the sideline? Did Big Dom need to keep you under control? Like, all these questions he's going to get are like...
it's a tough spot.
It's a tough spot.
It really
is.
You said this before, and I do feel bad for Nick.
Yes.
Like,
I think Nick
and
is
look,
very...
to the
just
point
like
where,
Jaylen,
like, don't
Nick
get me wrong,
well
like, he's making $5 million a year, like, all that stuff. He, like, whatever. Like, I don't feel bad for him, like, in the way I feel bad for people with real struggles in life. But in terms of the way this is going, like, I do, I kind of feel for the guy. Like, it does feel like this is a really tough spot that he finds himself in.
And so I think the result of this report, of whoever told D. Gunn this, whoever feels this way, is Nick has now, like, been painted as, like, an uncontrollable, almost, like, animal on the sideline. And it's
like, I know.
It's, like, it's going to be an issue next year. Because if week one... you know, they score 3 points in the first half and, like...
oh, it's going to... like that.
Yeah. So
the offense
now,
doesn't
goodness
move
is, they'll
well.
Be in Brazil. So you know.
Yeah.
But, like, I just... it. The overarching thought is, man, they're really... the baggage from last year, and you're right that it's early in the offseason, but the baggage from last year is certainly
dragging. It's a really bad start. Yes. All right. We'll get to Carton in a second. I don't want to spend a ton of time on Carton, but the A.J. Brown thing real quick, because let's finish up the tweets.
Actually, because I think my take of that is about Nick.
Okay, so the A.J. Brown tweet. So first and foremost, like, no one really knows what to believe with A.J. Brown's Twitter.
All right, so
can I just real quick just lay out for those who might not pay attention to the Twitter of it all and all that, that so A.J., you know, a few weeks prior to the Super Bowl, there was a tweet on his account. It's clearly his account. You know, it's a video of him, all that. Then during the Super Bowl, the tweets come out about, if, you know, when the Travis Kelce thing happened, with yelling at Andy Reid, if that was me, I'd be out of the league. And then Darius Slay came out and was like, that's not A.J. And a guy said, oh, no, it's a fan. Give me a signed jersey or whatever. So that was like 12 days ago, whatever, two weeks ago. Now, last night, so this tweet comes out from A.J. Brown's Twitter account, which has 260,000 followers.
Yes.
Philly media is so lame. It's literally something every day. Then the fans believe the BS. They really should start raising the prices of microphones and cameras, because you people will say anything for views. I see why nobody likes us, because we don't even like ourselves, or don't even like us. Reality TV, hashtag reality TV. Now, first and foremost, like, people are like, why are you even, like, clearly the person said it's not AJ. We don't know that.
It could have been AJ trolling.
There are a million, just to make it clear that we have no idea if it is AJ or not, but, like, if I had to bet, I would bet this is AJ.
Dude, the idea that it's not AJ is
for
ridiculous.
For 2 weeks, he's letting someone have his 260,000 followers. So, it's so nonsensical.
So here's what I think happened. I think he tweeted the thing during the Super Bowl correctly, right? Like Travis Kelce did something extremely inappropriate on the sideline. He should not have done.
AJ would have gotten crushed. Yes. He is absolutely right to say that. Now, out of the league, probably not true, but I know what you mean.
His point is correct, right? Then I think what happens is he's probably like messing around and is like just going to say it's someone else. Slay gets in on it. Like, there is no way a fan has hacked AJ's account
and held on to it
for 2 weeks.
Like,
and
no
just,
way. A 0% right. chance. I see people tweeting like, why are you even talking about this? It's not AJ. It's a fan. Are you dumb?
And
like, seriously?
And for what it's worth, if that was tweeted at midnight and we're recording this at almost 11 o'clock, like,
wouldn't someone come out and say it? Not AJ?
Exactly.
You know who would come out and say it? The Philadelphia Eagles.
Or AJ.
Well, we don't know. We can't trust AJ to do anything. I'm sorry. We can't. I think AJ is trolling us with this. So I don't trust AJ's word for anything. But I do. If the Philadelphia Eagles know it's not AJ, they're going to go and be like, hey, guys, that's not AJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just so you know, his account really was that. It's not him.
I agree with all this. So I think we should definitely proceed as if it is AJ.
Thank you. I agree.
I think he's defending Nick. I think AJ, in my experience of being around him, is very online. He's very aware of what people are talking about. I think he saw this Nick thing blow up. He saw how, like, Nick is being painted as if he's, like, out of control and all this stuff. We know he's defended Nick before. He did it in the season. He said how much he loves Nick's loyalty. Like, I think this is probably mostly about Nick. I think the Craig Carton thing, like, he probably caught some unfair slack off of that, which we'll talk about.
And Philly media caught some unfair slack off of that.
Yeah, like, the Philly media thing, it is what it is. I'm part of the media. I'm not, like, doing this in a defensive way, but it is, like, I don't
when
know
have we put
what,
anything out
about
that. Like, Derek Gunn's the first Philly media person to say anything about this
And
stuff.
By the way,
it's
like,
all national media
yeah,
doing this stuff.
Like, there is definitely more scrutiny playing for the Eagles, and there is definitely, like, it's different, right? But to say that, you know, we're, like, making things up is absurd, right? Regardless. So,
and also, like, I'm sorry, like, our job is to talk about sports.
Yes,
like,
yes.
What do you want us to do?
Yes.
And you're the one tweeting. We're going to respond to your freaking tweet,
right,
man.
Right, right. Okay, so, but I think the takeaway from me is two. One, it's very clear, like, this team continues to still have issues, and it's going to be ugly next year if they're not good. AJ's going to tweet. Like, that's what's going to happen next year when they struggle. But he did come out and defend Nick. I think that's what it's about.
It's what you think.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I honestly didn't read it that way at all. Like, I get
what
you're saying.
The timing of it is right after
Nick
getting
crushed.
But it
also could be defending
Jalen. Yeah, true. Yeah, no, yeah. Agreed.
Right?
It could be defending. I mean, now, again, this is my perception. Like, my perception is that Nick has been criticized more off the D-Gun tweet than Jalen has. But you're right. Regardless, he's coming out and he's defending either Jalen, Nick, both. Like, I think he is saying what's being discussed about the Eagles is not true. And I think because it's negative, like, he is defending the team.
Here's what I think about AJ Brown. I'm tired of it. Honestly,
I don't think it's that bad.
Dude, all of this stuff, whether or not it's his fault or not, whatever, all the drama is around him.
You're right.
Even on the Craig Carton thing, which we'll get to in a sec. Like, and I think, first of all, I hate what Craig Carton did. As a media person, I I vehemently hate when people are like, I know something, can't tell you, sorry.
Right.
Like, I think it is weak. I think it is super weak. Like, honestly, lame. Like, just don't say it. Just don't say anything, dude.
like
you're not
going
to say what it is. Like, don't say what
it is. I agree. 100%.
It irks me. Like, as a colleague, as a peer, whatever you want to say in the media.
Well, and it feeds into what AJ's doing.
Like, I think it's outrageous. Yeah. Like, I actually really, and then I dislike all the people in there. Oh, AJ, oh, slept with his wife. Like, I honestly thought it was an embarrassment.
Yeah,
like, you want to talk about embarrassing media? I was embarrassed as a media member to hear that. But, like, outside of all that, like, AJ's always in on it. It's always something with AJ. Like, I need this guy to, I'm not going to ever tell him you can't be on social media or whatever. Like, and this is not, like, if he wants to speak his mind on world issues, whatever, go for it. Like, say what you have to say. Like, this is a problem for the team that you want to win. Like, you're a part of this team. You're trying to win. Like, that's what you're trying to do. Like, what you're doing is causing problems. Like, I'm sorry if you don't think it is or isn't, whatever. It is. It's causing issues. Like, just chill the hell out. Stop tweeting. Stay away from these stuff. Go tweet about other things going on in the world. Feel free to say whatever the hell you want. Stop talking about this.
And
leave it alone.
To your point, like, look. I think if you're AJ or if you're Nick or if you're Jalen, like, it is probably really hard, like, extremely hard to see yourself be talked about in such a negative light for months and weeks, right?
Sure.
It has to be extremely hard. And if I was friends with AJ.
Also your job.
Well, yes.
Look, I don't get close. You don't get close to that, but you know what we do? We shut up and we deal with it.
For sure.
You don't see us firing back, tweeting at
people.
For sure. Like,
but, like, the reason.
People rip me for my voice all the fucking time.
I get
no control over it.
I get it.
Ho-ho. But you know what I do? I ignore it.
But I
and
think,
I know it's a lot more.
No, but what I guess what I'm saying is, like, if I was AJ's friend, I would sit there and be like, you know what, AJ, you're right. Like, you guys are really getting ripped somewhat unfairly. I'm sure it really sucks. I agree with your point. It's just, it's not worth it.
There's no winning.
And
here.
To your point, like, look, I think AJ, my time around him, super interesting. Like,
seems
I think he's
like a nice guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, again, as a human
he's just
being,
he's not helping himself.
He's just, it's hurting things.
Yes.
He's hurting himself and he's hurting his team.
And I think he, honestly, my guess is he knows it. Like, my guess is he wakes up this morning and is like, ugh, probably not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But at the same time, if he feels strongly about it, to your point, like, I don't want to silence AJ.
No, I'm not silencing anyone.
I'm just saying I think it's a mistake.
Exactly.
I agree. It doesn't help.
Exactly.
It doesn't help AJ.
Want,
it doesn't help the team. Like,
ultimately, I think, like, if it keeps going, he's going to be gone. Like, I really do.
So this is where I'm not where other people are yet. I think the chances AJ is not on the team in week one
are very
low.
Like, very low. I'm not saying that. I'm talking down the road. I'm talking your future in Philadelphia is hurt by this. Like, we've seen it. We saw a guy come off a broken leg, play the best Super Bowl you could possibly imagine on a freaking broken leg, and he was gone, 3 weeks into the next season before we, like, because it fell apart. Because of, like,
in the contract.
The contract, like, there's multiple issues with it. Obviously, I'm just saying, like, we've seen things fall apart quickly with people who are super talented, and we want here. Like, I wanted T.O. We all wanted T.O. here. And it fell apart very quickly.
Well, I think what really sucks about this whole Eagles thing is it is really, like, other than the defense, it is just really not a talent issue.
You know? Oh, I know. Like, it's just frustrating.
Like, they have a ton of talent. It's like, it just, there's, like, inner workings of that place that are not working. And it's screwing everything up.
All right, let's get to the Carton thing. Again,
I mean, you already said your take.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say. I just, again, if you know something, say it. In this situation, I'm like, I don't believe you then. If you're not gonna man up and say what you know, like, I'm not gonna take you seriously.
Right.
So I'm just gonna ignore it.
Personally. So where my take on it is, like, I 100% agree. I hate when people say I know something about and I can't say it. Hate it. I think there's enough, like, Eagle stuff floating around out there that I'm sure, like, he heard some version of a story, like, whatever. Bottom line is, I think it's unfair to the team and unfair to the players.
No doubt.
So that's kind of where
I
fall.
That's it. I totally agree with you. And again, I honestly think it's unprofessional of him. Like, whatever, but I think it's unprofessional. And now he's tweeting at us, oh, you losers, me won you. Like, honestly, like,
it's just not worth it.
Earmuffs, like, 1, 2, 3. Hey, Craig, go fuck yourself. All right? That's my official take on it.
Oh,
you know what? No, my word. Hey, Craig, fuck off. I want to use fuck off more.
You do.
Fuck off, man. Like, God.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get the final thoughts. Later in the week, tomorrow, we will have the Bet Parks Picks Pods come out. We'll start to look ahead to next season with some of the futures and all that. And obviously, Saturday show. But
no Saturday show.
Yep.
Trying to think which.
I know, it's so many to choose from.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
How about this? I'll give a quick Zoe one because it's not going to be my final thought, but I have two funny Zoe ones. I'll save one for tomorrow. But Zoe was watching her tablet, and I guess something happened she didn't like, and she just goes, "Seriously, bro?" And I'm like, "What did you just say?" Zoe's saying "Seriously, bro?" now. So yeah, we're doing good in my house.
Okay, all right. So here's a thought I had recently.
Yes,
I hope I didn't say this yet. Did I give my take recently on college?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think that as opposed to paying year by year, you should pay one lump sum for college. And if it takes you 5 years, it takes you 5 years. If you drop out after 2 years, guess what? Sucks, right? I think it should be one lump sum. Here's why I think it. Because I think it would incentivize the college to help you graduate. Uh-huh. Whereas right now, I think the way it is set up, the college is in some ways incentivized to keep you in school. And so I think like the idea of paying a whole nother year of going to college, if like, you know, you failed a class or whatever. Like the college's job, like you were purchasing something. What other item that we buy do we pay unless you're financing?
So I think I agree with the going after. Like it's like college should be way cheaper.
Well,
education should be 100%. way cheaper
that
in this country.
That is yes.
It should be a right to be educated.
Yes.
Like I think that anything we can do to, I agree, incentivize colleges, also just make it cost less. Like, it should not
100%.
Cost as much. It's batshit.
But I just think it's wild that something where you pay, like, $40,000 a year.
That there's no impetus for them.
Like, if they fail you, what's it, you know what that means? You have to pay them more money.
No. Well, I mean, like, they're small. I mean, they're graduation rates. They're this. They're that. They're things that help get them.
I don't know much
accredited and
but
this.
Yes,
and there's
right.
all those stuff and donations or grants and all. There is stuff like that, but I agree on the whole.
Yeah, I
there's
just think
a lot
like,
more.
It's unfair that someone has to pay for 5 years of college or 5.5 years of college when, in some ways, the university holds some responsibility in them being there for 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of think the one lump sum thing, where it's like, look, like you have the money. Now get me the degree that I'm purchasing, and it's their incentive to like help you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was it.
I like the idea of forced colleges.
Well, I also
to help
think you should be able to return your degree, but I don't know if we've discussed
this. You've talked about.
Okay,
this,
yeah.
Yes.
I think it's the only way to give the degree true value. I'm being serious.
I know you are.
Yeah.
All right. I will give a PSA today. So when I was sick with COVID, I was stuck in the basement for 3 straight days.
Nice.
I watched movies, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going comfort food movies. I'm going movies I've either seen a bunch or I haven't seen in a while, but it's a great movie or whatever. So here's my list of movies I watched in 3 days. I watched Rounders, Minority Report, Forrest Gump, Full Metal Jacket, Memento, Dark Knight, Pulp Fiction, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest,
Jesus,
The Fugitive,
a lot of movies.
2001 A Space Odyssey, The Matrix, Usual Suspects, and Jurassic Park. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is I... sometimes, and I will have my Oscars report next week, Oscar coming. I just have to see Zone of Interest, and then I will have seen all 10 Best Picture nominees.
Nice.
As of now, I've seen 18 out of 20.
Did you see Leonardo DiCaprio
nominees?
One?
Huh?
Didn't Leo...
Killers of the Flower
Moon? Have you seen it?
Of course.
Was it good?
Yes.
It's long.
3.5 hours.
I know. Yeah. Kristen doesn't want to watch it because it's so long. Maybe I'll watch it today.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I would recommend it, but it's long. It's very good.
Yeah.
Scorsese, the whole thing. Great ending to that movie, for what it's worth. A little tease there. What I really realized, because I'm always trying to see new stuff or see stuff I haven't seen in a while or whatever, like, don't forget to watch your favorite movies. That's my, like,
that's
go
point.
Back. Like, Pulp Fiction.
I rewatched Coda a few days ago.
There you look.
Yeah. I cried. I cry every time I watch that movie.
Pulp Fiction, The Matrix, and The Usual Suspects are three of my top five favorite movies. And I had seen The Matrix somewhere recently, but Usual Suspects and Pulp Fiction, like, been like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, like, don't go that long without seeing your favorite movies. Like, when you watch it, you're reminded Oh, yeah. This is why this is one of my five favorite movies of all time. Like, Pulp Fiction, Usual Suspects were like, it was the most fun I've had watching movies in forever because they're my favorite movies. Well, so it's a reminder, like, don't forget about your favorite movies. Like, your top five, your top 10, like, every couple years, like, make it a point to go back.
But it's funny, like, the way you're discussing, which I agree, it's almost like you're like, you know, don't make sure you go too long without seeing your best friends.
No, but we do, though. We do, because you want to see the movies.
No.
You do go long without seeing your favorite movies. Like, I had not seen Usual Suspects, that and Godfather, and my two favorite movies ever made. I had not seen the Usual Suspects in, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a different person now. And you do have different perspectives when you see these things. You take them in differently.
That's a good point.
Different things stick out to you and all that.
Maybe I'll watch Toy Story.
Yeah, Toy Story is a great one. I just watched Toy Story 3 with Zoe the other day. It was a delight. Because that is the best one of them. But also two standouts of better examples of what I talked about with the other final thought the one time, just to hammer this home about, where the use of the title in the dialogue of the movie.
You love that.
Dark Knight is the best one. I totally forgot. They end the movie with it. Where he's like, he's not the, you know, the hero we need, but he's the protector we deserve.
Right.
He's not a white knight. He's our Dark Knight. Boom! Like, yes!
That is really good.
Full metal jacket. Yeah. He's in the bathroom, Gomer pile, like, before the end of the thing. And he's like, are those real bullets? He's like, whatever. Something rounds. Full metal jacket. Like, it's great! Anyway, that was the point.
You love movies.
I do.
I love how much you love movies.
I love
You really
movies. Do. Dude, I spent, just here, I won't go through them. But just when I was sick,
like,
and I was
did
hanging
you
out,
sleep?
Like literally, like, look at this. This is my list. I went through all actors. Like, I didn't go back to, like, Bogart.
I respect
it. It's like Samuel Jackson, Billy Crystal, Mike Myers, Ray Five, so on and so on. I have 48 different Mount Rushmore. I did character Mount Rushmores.
Have you watched?
So not movies, but, like, the characters they played. So, for example, like, the clear winner is Harrison Ford, his character Mount Rushmore, Han Solo, Indiana Jones, Jack Ryan, and probably Richard Kimball, that you go with Rick Deckard too. But, like, point being, like, who has the best? I did 48 different actors of character Mount Rushmore. That's what a freaking movie nerd I am.
That is commitment. So. Have you watched True Detective?
Not yet, no. That's
new
TV.
Season's actually pretty good.
I'm sure it is. I'll get to it. But it's a TV show. So
Jodie Foster's in it.
I know. Trust me. Did you see the movie that Jodie Foster is nominated for an Oscar for this year? I didn't think so.
I have seen Twister.
Naiad. You would actually like Naiad. It's a sports movie. I told you about
Naiad.
It.
Naiad. I don't know if you did tell me about it.
Yeah, but the woman, how unbelievable it was, where she swam.
How do you spell it? N-I-A-D?
N-Y-A-D.
Okay.
It's not that great a movie. It's entertaining.
Maybe I'll check
it's like
it
a
out.
Good sports movie, and Jodie Foster's amazing in it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boom.
Boom.
Love it.
All right. We'll be back with the bet picks. Bet Parks
Park,
Picks
Pod. Close.
Boom. Until then, he's William James.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.